Throughout the conference, there were serious conversations about floods, fires, erosion, and the deteriorating health of rivers and oceans. For the young people who came, there is a sense of urgency due to the rapid amount of change that has coincided with a warming climate.
My home is Tisandishkish.
That's the Navajo name for Newcomb, New Mexico. It means cottonwood trees, which Kiana Pete says are disappearing.
Our ancestors named the land for a reason, but there is no cotton trees there. So what does that mean for the place names if they're no longer reflecting the land?
Throughout the Southwest, rivers on traditional lands are dying. Lakin Epalus is an artist and educator who does work for the National Park Service at the Grand Canyon.
There used to be a river that flowed through Zuni for thousands of years, but right now it's dried up within the past 50 years.
Epalus says his people once gardened with water from that river and followed it to the Grand Canyon to gather medicinal plants. He says he took a sample of water from an Alaskan glacier to bring home to remind him that all waters are connected. Many of the young leaders at the conference, like Mocha Reynolds, a Lake Superior Ojibwe, called for Indigenous people to return to their traditional role as stewards of the land.
We need to be out there cultivating healthy forests, healthy rivers, healthy oceans, healthy lakes.
Young leaders told the gathering Indigenous peoples need to tap those traditional systems of caring for the land and spread the knowledge. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.